This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky have met for the first time in Paris for long-awaited talks on resolving the military conflict in eastern Ukraine that has left more than 13,000 people dead since 2014. After a series of bilateral meetings, Putin and Zelensky sat down together with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The four-way talks represent the first time the heads of Ukraine and Russia have met since 2016 and the first since Zelensky was elected in April, pledging to end the war with Russia. All sides have made efforts to moderate expectations of any breakthrough. The Kremlin wants to maintain as much influence over Kyiv as possible, using the land held by the separatists it supports in the Donbas as leverage. The Ukrainian president must balance the benefits of progress toward peace with the potentially disastrous political risk of being seen at home as surrendering to Moscow. A New Zealand volcano erupted today while tourists were exploring White Island. Dozens are feared dead. Authorities say the site is still too dangerous for police and rescuers to search for the missing. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
We know that there were a number of tourists on or around the island at the time, both New Zealanders and visitors from overseas. I know there will be a huge amount of concern and anxiety for those who have loved ones on or around the island at the time, and I can assure them police are doing everything they can.
Malaysia has begun a vaccination campaign in a rural town on Borneo Island after a three-month-old boy was confirmed to have polio in the country's first case of the highly infectious virus in 27 years. The infant tested positive for the disease on Friday after he was hospitalized with fever and muscle weakness. He's on respiratory support, and his condition is described as stable. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General has released a highly anticipated report on the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The report falls far short of what U.S. President Donald Trump wanted. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The Inspector General's report finds no evidence of the political bias President Trump claims tainted the Russia probe. But a summary of the report obtained by the Associated Press does cite performance failures up the FBI's chain of command and 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. At the same time, the Inspector General says there was no intentional misconduct and the FBI was justified in opening its investigation. Attorney General William Barr is rejecting that finding, calling the probe intrusive. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's reaction to the report was to focus on what the IG found to be investigators' mistakes.
It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
The House Judiciary Committee here in Washington is getting a detailed summary of the impeachment case against President Trump as Democrats prepare formal charges against him. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has our report.
Democratic lawyer Barry Burke says the evidence is overwhelming that the president abused his power by leaning on Ukraine to investigate a political rival while withholding military aid.
President Trump did what a president of our nation is not allowed to do.
GOP counsel Steve Castor told the panel the whole case is based on innuendo and hearsay.
Democrats do not have the proof.
The committee could vote on impeachment articles this week before a full House vote by Christmas. As Democrats push on, the partisan divide seems to be growing. There was even a dispute over taking a 15-minute recess during the hearing, with Republicans demanding a vote. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
North Korea's U.N. ambassador says the issue of denuclearization is off the table in any future talks between the U.S. and Pyongyang. The RAND Corporation's Bruce Bennett says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was never genuine about wanting to give up his nuclear weapons.
I think the denuclearization offer was a sham, that it was an attempt by Kim to buy time and to buy recognition, which he certainly got.
The World Anti-Doping Agency has voted to ban Russia from the Olympic Games, the World Cup, and other international sporting competitions for the next 4 years. Agency officials say for too long, Russian doping has detracted from clean sport. Gene Randall, VOA News.